Hello, everyone. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast, episode 253, I believe. I've been asked a lot on TV and just at golf properties about what's going on in the world of professional golf, and I'll address that in this Todd Wright Toddcast. Speaking of golf, West Chase Golf Club is at westchasegc.com online. They are a public golf course in Tampa. They are not semi-private. They are not private. They don't have members. Joe Kelly, one of the regular team captains on the Todd Wright Tour, plays there regularly, but Joe has what's called the hole-in-one annual pass, which allows him to pay up front for a year of golf privileges. He never pays a cart fee, and his friends can play with him when he can book an available tee time for just a cart fee. That's just one example, but it's a public golf property. I have enjoyed hosting every year of the Todd Wright Tour at West Chase Golf Club. Various themed events, whatever I want to do, Jared Atkinson and his staff are there for me. Jared's a really nice general manager. Daryl Spelich is an experienced director of golf. The superintendent is very good at maintaining the golf course and has the necessary resources. I just played there again yesterday, and despite, 7.5-9 inches of rain in the previous 4 to 5 days, conditions were good, no cart restrictions. That was as of yesterday. I'm recording this in the afternoon of Monday, the 26th? Yeah. West Chase Golf Club for tee times. Go to westchasegc.com. They will host Todd Wright Tour 43 in October. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They provided the first place prizes for winners at Todd Wright Tour 42, Todd Wright Tour 41. I forget if they provided the prizes for Good versus Evil. No, they were at Good versus Evil on one of the evil holes where we force people to hit their tee shot from a seated position on a folding chair, which has become very popular on the evil side of things. Rich Unger didn't even offer that in the Unger Games at Heritage Isles that I played in a couple of weeks ago. That's mine. Brandon Legal Group's very good to me. I'm a paid non-attorney spokesperson, and I'm here to tell you they're a full-service law firm. Full-service can mean many things: family law, divorce, child support adjustment. If you'd like to know if their full-service term covers your legal need, it costs you nothing to find out. You can receive a free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com or by calling 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. For anything golf-related to my tournaments, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Speaking of legal fees, in talking about what's happening in professional golf, the legal fees were going to be a big part of why the PGA Tour was going to run out of money. Not tomorrow, not in a month, not next year, but they were. With the lawsuits filed against them from LIV, and then you had obviously the PGA Tour filing their own lawsuits against LIV. All of those, we learned this during the United States Open, Rex Hoggard of Golf Channel does very good work on this. Bob Herrig of Sports Illustrated is a longtime colleague of mine, a friend. He's a good follow on Twitter. He very fairly covered LIV Golf from the beginning and just covered it as a professional golf tour without prejudice, without bias. Not a lot of those out there. Because as I know from previously working PGA Tour events for PGA Tour Entertainment, I basically was paid to do a PGA Tour infomercial. You have to say the course is in great shape. You have to talk about what a wonderful tournament it is. You have to talk about all the things they do for charity, even if you don't have the specific numbers and the specific details. You have to build up a player who has stunk for the better part of 2 to 4 months, and just because he shot a first round 65, suddenly he's good. Those are the things you have to do. That's the world of the golf media. So I appreciate those that actually do their jobs, and when they see something they don't like, they say it. And when they see something they do like, they're not afraid to say it, even if it rubs some people the wrong way, individually or as a group affiliated with the PGA Tour. Yeah, the PGA Tour was going to run out of money. For those of you who say, no, they weren't. Yeah, they were. Okay? PGA Tour money against the public investment fund out of Saudi Arabia. I hate to tell you this. The NFL would run out of money against the public investment fund of Saudi Arabia. That's not a fight you want to pick. I'm not talking about morals or ethics or politics. I'm talking about dollar for dollar. The PGA Tour was going to run out of money. They threw a quick Band-Aid once they started losing players to LIV and started banning them from future PGA Tour events and created higher purses for elevated or designated PGA Tour events. They couldn't keep it up, and the legal fees were going to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars going forward. So they had to come up with something. They had to figure this out. And what the tour commissioner chose to do was partner with the people behind the money that started LIV. And that's what this is. This is a proposed partnership. Rather than the two sides going against one another, they will work together. The PGA Tour is guaranteed never to run out of money. And it's interesting. I don't know what LIV gets out of this. Some say, well, they bought Pro Golf. I don't think they did that. But they did good for themselves. They didn't lose. And I'm not convinced their events are going away. Their players sure don't think their events are going away. I don't see any reason why they would. I think there's a level of pride with those that started LIV, and they want to see these events continue because they've paid superstar and some non-superstar professional players to play in these events. So how is this all going to work? If anyone tells you they know, they're lying. They are. You know how in poker people have tells? It's a tell that they have a good hand and you should probably get out. Or the tell is that they're bluffing and you bet big against them. I've always been pretty good at tells of people who are talking out of their ass. And for example, when someone is trying to convince you that they know more than you and they use the term, it's a done deal, they're full shit. When something is really a done deal, funny, people don't use that term. It's used to bullshit you. It's not a merger. It's a partnership that's got a long way to go and was probably announced very hastily because I guess otherwise it was going to leak, or I just have a theory. Once Brooks Koepka won a major, the PGA Tour knew they were in trouble because LIV players can play in majors, and when you win a major, people involved with PGA Tour events want to get those players in their events, and if it's a LIV player, they're not allowed to have them play in an event. So now it's like, uh-oh. So people who want to go to this golf tournament and want to see Brooks Koepka, they can't do it. Well, why not? Well, because we said so. Uh-huh. I think this would have happened a month earlier if Koepka wins the Masters, or the worst case scenario for the PGA Tour, Phil Mickelson, who finished second, would have won the Masters. So I'm just spitballing here. We already know the lawsuits have been dropped. So the PGA Tour no longer faces legal fees in the hundreds of millions of dollars to fight Liv. They don't. The lawsuits cannot be filed again, even if this all falls apart. They are gone. So that's a good thing for the PGA Tour. You can say it's a good thing for Liv, but like Liv cares. They have essentially unlimited funds, which helped us get to this point. So the PGA Tour avoids spending hundreds of millions of dollars that they might not have down the road to fight legal fees. All right, now this makes it a little easier for them to come up with the money for these designated events, maybe create more of them. You know, they did this all very quickly to say to their own players, well, no, don't go to Liv. We're going to create more money for you to win. They've got more time to figure that out. I think they don't want to go head-to-head with Liv events. Already, Liv Golf doesn't go up against the majors. But I think there's a way, depending on where the Liv events are played, especially the Liv events that are not played in the United States, to have the PGA Tour take a week off, which some players would be like, wow, we actually get a week off if you have a PGA Tour card here or there? Yeah, you do. Unless you want to go play in the Liv event in the team competition, something like that, if you're invited. And, you know, they'll pay you an appearance fee to do it. And then these PGA Tour events that were going to be shut out of inviting Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and Cam Smith and others, I have a feeling those elevated PGA Tour events are going to be allowed to invite Liv players to play on special exemptions, which will satisfy the tournament director trying to put together the best field possible, the sponsors who want players of name, fans who want to see a particular player. Now, the current PGA Tour players who either didn't take the Liv money or weren't offered the Liv money, they want to be rewarded for their loyalty, they want an apology, or they want Liv players penalized to play in future PGA Tour events. This just in, none of that's going to happen. Get over yourself. Yeah. Here are your choices. You can keep playing pro golf, or you can go work for a living. Sorry, that's just the way this works. Whether you like what your commissioner did or not, he's trying to save his ass and keep the tour in business and from going bankrupt. So you're not going to get an apology. Don't take this entitled attitude. And for those that turn down the Liv money, you might want to try to keep that door open. Because I think where we're headed is some PGA Tour guys are going to be able to play in some Liv events, and some Liv guys are going to be invited to play in some PGA Tour events. And they're going to play together in those events, just like they've played together in seven majors since this all began. The majors allowing Liv players to play is a reason we're here. Brooks winning a major is also a reason we're here. Had the majors banned the Liv players, then the PGA Tour probably feels that they don't need to do this. And you're probably saying, well, would Liv guys have left Liv? The penalties are pretty high. It's a significant percentage of whatever you were paid in the first place. It's a huge penalty. I think I heard at one point, someone wondered aloud if Brooks Koepka wanted to leave Liv and his exit fee would be like $200 million. And I don't know that that was payable over time. So that's where we are, in my opinion. the three tours with the DP World Tour, kind of along for the ride, but very smartly on their part, trying to work together, trying not to work against one another. You have PGA Tour players, you have LIV players. Let's not have events on the same weekend. Let's work together. The Saudis have the cash. The PGA Tour has the background to run professional golf events. And let's see if it can work together going forward. No, I'm not talking about the politics of all this. I'm not talking about the ethics of all this, because the money and the sport supersedes all this at this point, whether you like it or not. And if you don't, hear your choices. Don't watch pro golf or watch. Those are your choices. So that's some of my opinions on where we're at. LIV was successful in changing the landscape of professional golf, but it was the Augusta National Golf Club, the United States Golf Association, the PGA of America, which, by the way, is a separate entity from the PGA Tour. Don't make that mistake. And the RNA not banning LIV players from playing in majors. Had they done that, I don't think we're here today. I won't get into world golf ranking points and some other things, because that's kind of nerdy and geeky. But yeah, I think that's why these two groups are trying to work together, because I think the public investment fund that benefits them and their interest in golf, and the PGA Tour doesn't go bankrupt. And when they need money, it's a phone call away. The Top Right Toddcast is presented by West Chase Golf Club and Brandon Legal Group. You can email me at right.todd@yahoo.com for information on Top Right Tour golf tournaments, toddrightgolf@gmail.com. We'll talk to you next time.